Zog the Mishnah on Daf Pei Dalad Omid Beis to words about him. Minayin lahuga shi shisha al shisha tfachim. The Mishnahs continue with the same theme of Minayim. The first Mishnah in the Perek was Omer Rabbi Kivi Minayin la Verizor shem tam b'masa. How do you know Averizor metam b'masa? That is a tumas masa by Averizor like nida. And Rashi over there said the reason why it starts off Minayin is because we want to say Minayin shem achitzin es amila. So we started with other Minayins. Taisa says it's because of the asmachta of the previous parak of Amoitziyayin. So over here, the asmachta is also of the posik of Tizvim Kumaidova. But Rashi is saying that it's a hemshach of different Minayins to get to the Minayin of Machitzin Samila. So the first Mishnah Minayin was Minayin of Rezor Shem Tam Bemasa Kanida. The second Mishnah on Pegim Lomadveiz was Minayin Lesfinashi Tairish and Emedech Haniyah Belev Yam. And now the third Minayin is Minayin Larugashi Shisha Al Shisha Tvachim. If you have an aruga, if you have a patch of land that is 6 by 6 tvachim, 6 square tvachim, 6 going in each direction, 6, one row of 6, and then going down another row of 6 tvachim, that's 36 square tvachim altogether, 6 in each row, going down 6 times. So if you have this patch of land of 6 by 6, you can plant 5 zirayim, 5 different growths of zeroinim you can plant, and you don't have to worry about the problem of clay zeroim. There's the parsha of clay akerem, which is the Rashi says, and there's a parsha of clay zeroim, of kilayim, of grafting different zeroim together. But that's drabonon. So by Rashi explains by a drabonon, especially by a drabonon, we don't have to worry about yenika. The main thing is as long as there's a heker that it's not growing together. Even though it's different species, how do you accomplish this? In this area of 6 by 6, you can plant up to 5 different zaroinim, as follows, Zog the Mishnah. Dalad al dalad ruchas aruga, v'achas be'emza. That means again, minayin laruga shishish al shish tvachim, shezorim b'tech chamisha zaroinim. How do we know that you can have 5 zaroinim in an area of 6 by 6? How do you have the 5? Dalad al dalad ruchas aruga. 4 rows of different zaroinim, A, B, C, and D, on the 4 outskirts, corners, outskirts, ruchois, of the 4 outskirts, ruchois of the patch. That meaning you have the northern side going from the west to the east, the southern side on the bottom going from the west to the east, or actually from the east to the west. You have the eastern side going from south to north, and you have the western side going from north to south. So you have those 4 areas, like Rashi points out. Rashi draws a picture of the 4 darkened areas, the arugas of Zroim, that go straight across the ruach on the top, the ruach on the bottom, the ruach on the right, and the ruach on the left. Now, it doesn't go the whole ruach, as Rashi leaves out a little white dot, because that area is that they shouldn't touch each other. They can't actually touch each other. But as long as there's a hecker that they're going in different directions, those 4 zaroinim do not have a problem of clay zroim, because it's clearly defined. Usually in the field, the patches of zroim, the rows go all in the same direction, one after another, row after row. Here it's clearly defined. One is going south to north, one is going west to east, one is going north to south, and one is going east to west. So they're clearly different directions. So in Mela, that's a hecker, Zok Rashi. A hecker is enough, even though there might be a yenika, because they're very close to each other. A yenika is within a tefach and a half of one another, within 3 tefachim from each side. You have to have an area open. So yenika we're not concerned about, because it's a clear hecker. It's going in a different direction. However, that's 4. Where is the 5th zaroini going to be? So Rashi draws the picture smack in the middle, achas be'emza. Being that it's a patch of 6 tvachim, so the one in the emza, there are 3 tvachim, if you count from the middle to the north, the middle to the south, aruga, the middle to the west, and the middle to the east. It's only 3 tvachim. Because this mokam azera min aminyan, it's part of the mecheshbon, it's min aminyan. So in Mela, you can have an area of 6 altogether, as long as it's smack in the middle, so then that zaroin, that zera, has 3 tvachim going to each side. The cheshbon of 3 is simple. Really, it's 1.5 tefach that is yoinik. But being that it's 1.5 from the one in the middle, but it's also 1.5 from the whole aruga on the west, and it might be 1.5 from the middle, but 1.5 you have to count 1.5 from the one that's next to it too, because that's also yoinik towards the middle. So as long as it's 3 in between, they don't touch. 1.5 doesn't touch the other 1.5, as long as it's 3 in between. But if, let's say, you only have 2.9 in between the middle and the one to the west, or the one to the east, or south and north, so then if you have less than 3 in between them, if you have 2.9, if the whole patch is not 6x6, so then it's going to be touching, because the unique of the middle is 1.5, and the unique of the aruga on the right or the left, the west or the east, is also 1.5. Well, 1.5 plus 1.5 is 3, and you only have 2.9 in between, so then it's going to be touching. So you have to have 3 in between, so 1.5, 1.5 won't touch. Zogt Rashi, Dalad mi Dalad Ruchos Aruga, the four go and the four Ruchos, the four sides of the Aruga, Memales Kol Aruga at Samach LeKeren. You fill up the whole thing until Samach to the Keren. The Keren has to be exposed, has to be open without any Zera over there. Whatever amount, it has to be until Samach to the Keren. V'achas be'emtza explains Rashi, Garen Echad V'af B'shkol Shkol Eitzel Akano Smuchin Zelazeh, even though the corners are very near each other. The northern side is touching the western side, and the southern side is touching the eastern side when it goes down towards the bottom. So the corners is the only thing that's separating them. And there is no achok of three tvachim. Three tvachim you need between two zaroinim, because the unique of 1.5, 1.5. But yoinkim zemizeh, ein kam bez michush. Zok Rashi, the side is, the gabi kilayim hekero hu de beinon. The vart in kilayim is a heker dikadin. It's not a unique dikadin. The loyla have a irvuv. As long as it's not mu'urvuv, as long as it's a heker, it's not called an irvuv. The ha kilayim kopet ka. The term is makbar on kilayim. Avali yanika, like hashinu. We're not concerned about yanika, that is yearning from the same thing. Avafilu beklea kerem, the rice, even by the rice dikadin of klea kerem. Still, it says in the Mishnah, Zesemich legedem ikan, Zesemich legedem ikan. So the unique is never the problem, because there's a heck in between, there's a gedder. Va'avkav diyankim ha'adodi, mitasoi from below. The koshken klei zroim, the rabbonon, for sure there's no problem of unique, as long as there's a hecker. The loy chashin li unique, k'rinan gabi roish tur, l'kamon b'shmaitzin, v'gab b'eshugas, v'ariyesh kan hecker gol. Why do you have a hecker over here? Ruach zu zruel l'tzof and v'dogam. One whole side is planted from the north to the south, that's going from Tzofen to Dorim, v'zuz ruach mizrach ha'mayrav, and the other ruach is going from the east to the west. Avo ben zera'im, so that's all by the four ruchos, even though they're going towards each other, and there's no gimel between them, and it seems like there's yinika, and there is a yinika, but that doesn't bother me, because it's clear hecker, they're going in different directions. Avo ben zera'im, tzor lizera'ni ha'ruchos, but the middle one, to the older ruchos around them, tzor ha'chokik, they yinika, they ain't shom hecker, but there is no hecker. It's either or. Either you have hecker, or, even though there's unika, or if there is no hecker, you have to make sure there's no unika. We have a mikarva, and if they're close to each other without the distance, have an irvuv. Then it would have been an irvuv because of the unika. So there's two ways you can have an irvuv, which is a problem. Either the irvuv because of e hecker, there's no hecker, or the irvuv is because there's a unika. So when you have a hecker, you don't care about unika. But when there's no hecker, like the one in the middle, because that's not going in any specific direction, so you need to make sure that there's no yanika. Then Rashi says, Lafuke the pshat of a hamefarish dalad garilim bedalad aruchos, the one that's mefarish, it only means four seeds, like the picture of Rashi, not the dark part, but only the white part. Four seeds in the four corners, dalad garilim bedalad aruchos, toyi, he's making a mistake. Dia achoka, mishum yanika, if the difference is, oh, the separation is only there because of the yanika, so then tesaroinim yesh Yisrael, you can plant 9, because as long as you have the four corners and then smack in the middle of the ruach on the tzofen, smack in the middle of the ruach on the dorm, smack in the middle of the ruach on the east, and smack in the middle of the ruach on the west, is also going to be removed 3 koilel im makom hazera, 3 from what's above it, 3 from what's below it, and 3 from what's in the center to the center one. So it's always going to be removed 3. So you can put in 9. Why put in only 5? You can put in 9. You can fit another 1, 2, 3, 4 in the middle of the arugas, going straight down. If it's only the corners that you're filling up the four ruchos, so then it won't be correct. It's only 5. It's 9. So that's what the mefarish that says dalat garilim bedalat ruchos is toya dia achok mishum inika. So tez aroni yeshes, you can put 9 in there. Dalat bedalat akarnes ve'echad b'chol ruach v'ruach b'emtzoy, and one of them in the middle of every ruach. The echad be'emtzah ruach, and one in the middle, like we have in the current picture of one smack in the middle. V'yesh mikol echad be'echad gimel tvachim k'shi yinika. There's always 3 in between. Tefach Mechzel Cholechot. Each one has 1.5 Tefach going towards the neighboring Zera. Hilkach Chol Ruach Umemala. That's why you can be Memala the whole Ruach at some of the Karen until you reach close to the Karen. Even though there's no Gimel Tvachim of preventing Yanika in between. I don't care about not having Yanika. All you need is a hecker. And that's what Rashi explains the Mishnah that we're talking about, that it's the whole Ruach is a clear hecker because it's planted in a different direction. So zok the Mishnah again. Minayin laruga shishish al shisha tvachim shezorim b'toch chamisha zironim. 6x6, you can plant up to 5. 6x6 tvachim square, you can plant up to 5 zaroinim. Dalal dalad ruchas aruga. 4, not 4 corners only, but 4 sides, 4 whole ruachos of the 4 ruchas aruga. The whole side is filled up except for the corner, because you have to have that it shouldn't touch each other with the corner with the ruach next to it in the other direction. So that's the 4 different tazarenim. The achas beemza. How do we know you can do 5? Shenemar ki ko oret toitzi tzmocha ukegano zroi eho tatzmiach zar olay nema el zroi el, which is lashon rabim, and the gemara is going to dashen. This connotes, this expresses in the pasuk that there's 5 different zaroinim in this patch, in this aruga. Tosis argues in Rashi, and Tosis says that Klei Zroyim is also the Raisa, not just Klei Akerim. And Tosis learns that the Vart is not enough just to have a hecker. You have to ensure that there's no Yanika. There's indeed no Yanika. So what's the Pshat in 5? Tosis learns the Sugya differently. Tosis learns the Sugya, we'll see soon later in the Sugya, but Tosis learns the Sugya that the 5 is because you're always worried about Yanika of Gimel. Hecker won't do it. You have to make sure there's no Yanika. So Taisam Pehei Omed Aleph, towards the bottom, there's a picture in Taisus where there's 1 in the middle, and then the four that you're filling up in the Aruga is not the whole Ruach. It's smack in the middle of the Ruach. So that is 3 from the center, like Rashi says. And the reason why it's also 3 from one another, because really it's only 2.5 from one another. But being that the Alachsoin is more than 3, the main thing is the Alachsoin. So we'll see soon in the Sugya, that's what Tosfos learns, because Klei Zroim is the Raisa, you have to make sure there's no Yanika, and Hecker is not enough. Zok the Gemara, my Mashma. From where do we see in this Pasuk that it's 5 Zeroinim? Om Ravido ki ka'oret toitzi tzmocha. Toitzi chad, that's 1 Zera. Tzmocha chad, that's 2. Harei trei. Zroi eos loshen rabim trei ho arba, that's 4. Tatzmiach chad ho chamisho, so we know there's 5. Continues the Gemara, daf pehei omed aleph, v'kimlu l'rabonon, and the Chachomim know that the Chamisho b'shita l'yankim adodi, that 5 Zeroinim in patch in the area of 6x6 are not yoinik from one another. That the Kimlu l'rabonon. They know that the Shir Yanika of Ezera is a Tefach u'mechza in Mokam Azera. So if it's a Tefach u'mechza, like we made the Cheshbon, as long as there's 3 Tvachim in between, so then you're not going to have a problem. So from the middle to the Ruchos, like Rashi explains, there's not a problem of Yanika. Like Tosfos is going to say, from the middle to not the whole Ruach, just to part of the Ruach, smack in the middle, it's not a problem of a Yanika, because it's 3 Tvachim for one another. 1.5 in each direction, you can be Yoinik towards each other, but they're not going to hit. So it's Kimlu L'Rabbonon, that the Shir Yanika is Tevach U'mechza, and based on that, they still make a klal that there's no problem of Klei Zroyim. Zog the Gemara, a kasha now that's very hard to comprehend. Umenolon, the Hode Kimlu L'Rabbonon, the Chamisha B'shita Milsi. How do we know that Chachom are correct? How do we know they're right? Atkere Kach, that it's a Milsi, that it's a true statement, that 5 and 6 are not Yoinik, and 1.5 is not Yoinik if it's more than 3 in between, 1.5 from each. How do we know it's a Milsi? So it's a Peladik Akash. What do you mean, how do you know it's a Milsa? The Choma Machayim Mesim. The Amaroyim, the Tanoim Machayim Mesim. So we have a question if they're right about the Shir Yanika, that they can't know the agriculture. What's the Shaila? So the Ritva is Matrik, and he says that maybe it's based on the Chochmas Amim in agriculture. So who says they're correct? If it's taken from them, who says they're correct? It's not a halach l'mesh m'sina, it's not a Kabbalah. So Mela, that's maybe the Gemara's Kasha. But Kaponim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Enter the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Umanolon, the Hode Kimlu Rabbon, the Chamisha B'shita Milsi, the Omer Abchir Ba'ab, Omer Abchir Yechlon, Ma'i Dechsiv. It says in the Posek, Lo Yisase Gvul Re'echo, Ashe Govlu Goshoinim. Don't plant and be Yoinik in your next to your neighboring fields and be Goyvel from him, the Gvul She Govlu Rishoinim. Based on what the Rishoinim, meaning the Friyadika, the ones that understood agriculture and understood the Shir Yinika, they stelled avek what the Shir Yinika is, so do not be plant near the, someone else's fields. Zogdemo, my gov l'rishoinim, who are these rishoinim? Om Rav Shmuel ben Achmenu m'b'yayneson, d'chsev, it says by Bnei Seir that lived in Eretz Edoim before Esav came, Eil Bnei Seir ha'choyri yoshvi ha'oretz. So, otukuli alma, yoshvi rekiyaninu, it says, Bnei Seir ha'choyri de yoshvi ha'oretz. They lived in this world. Where else do they live? They didn't live in the universe. What do you mean they're Yoshva Oretz? Any inhabitant person lived is a Yoshva Oretz. What does it specifically say by them, Yoshva Oretz? So Gemara, Elo Shoyibikin be Yeshuvah Shel Oretz. What it means is they were experts in agriculture, in understanding the chemical makeup of the ground. Shoyoyimrim, Beloy Konezu. Kone is a measuring stick that you're able to measure the acidity of the kaka. What is it, Roy? What is it? What are you able to plant in here the best? So they used to say, Meloy Kenazu Zayas. This area is for Meloy Kenazel Zayas. Meloy Kenazel Kfanim. This is for Aleph. This is for Kfanim. Meloy Kenazu Lateinim. This is for Teinim. And the reason why they called Chayri is Agdumora, Shoyim Arichim Es Oretz. They were able to sniff out the land. And by sniffing it out, they were able to realize what's the best crop to plant over there. Zog the Gemara v'chivi. Why was one of the Shiva Umers called Chivim? Omra Papa shayetoyim es oretz kechivyo. They were able to taste the ground like a snake does. A snake tastes the ground, so they were able to taste it and actually taste what kind of earth it is and what quality it is and what would be the best plant zera to plant in this specific land. The reason why they were called Chayrim is because they became Bnei Chayrim from Nichsein, because Bnei Esav took their land, so they became Bnei Chayrim. They came free from their land after they were, so to speak, kicked out of their land. So the main thing the Gemara brings out from here that the Chachomim were bekeen in the right sheer yenika of 1.5 tefach each direction, meaning Gimel Tvachim, is just like we see that the Bnei Chori and Chivi were experts in agriculture, so Mele, it's not a Pella, Har Chachom were able to shtel avek adin, and they said the Shir Nik is, it's 3 Tvachim, from each side, 1.5, so Mele, you can have an Aruga, and have 5 different Zaroinim there, based on their understanding and knowledge, just like we find that they were experts in the land by the Chivim, by the Chorim. So Kol Shken Chachomim were able to understand and comprehend this. Zog the Gemara, Omer Ravasi, Aruga, the Aruga that we said, that 6x6 Tvachim, and you have 5 Zaroinim there, Toicha Shisha Chutz Migvuleho, we're referring to the patch itself, without the boundaries on the outskirts that you need to walk on in order to be able to irrigate the land. That's not part of the Cheshbon. Tani Nami Ochi, likewise, we learned in the Braisa, Aruga Toicha Shisha, the inside of the Aruga is 6, but really you need another Tefach all around the boundaries to be able to walk. So it ends up being really 8x8 because the tefach on the right and the tefach on the left. So it really, it's not 6, it's really 8, counting another tefach on the east and the west. And likewise, the north and the south, you need a tefach all around. Zogti Gemara, that's what I was going to say now. Gvuleh Bekamo, what's the width of this boundary? Zogti Gemara, Kedetanan, Shteta Mishlin Klayim. Reb Yudai Meroichav, the width of the boundary is Kemaloi Roichav Parsa, the width of a foot. Because you need to walk. Now, Zog the Gemara, Om Reb Zera, Vitem Reb Chanin Bapopa, my timer, what's the reason you need the width of a foot? My time, Reb Yudah. Zog the Gemara, the reason is, Dichsev, because it says in the Pasuk, Vishkisa Beraglecho, Kegana Yerek, that your mashka, you irrigate with your feet. What do you mean, you irrigate with your feet? Ma regal, so but the pshat is because you walk with your feet, and then you're able to irrigate the land. Ma regal tefach, just like a regular foot is a tefach in width, so any foot width is max a tefach. Av gvul, and likewise the boundary and the border is also a tefach. Zog the Gemara, av gvul nami tefach. So likewise the boundary is also a tefach. Now Rashi points out the nafkamina that it's a tefach. What's the nafkamina if the border is a tefach or not? Zog the Rashi, the nafkamina is that lahate roish tu yerek hanichnas lo. Roish Tor Yerek is a another soda that goes into this aruga, it's allowed to go all the way up until the boundary, as long as there's a tefach in between. And the reason being, you don't have to be concerned about your nika, is if it's a roish tur, if it's a triangle, meaning if it's the corner of the other fields, the shape of a triangle that goes into the aruga, then there's no problem of your nika. So the nafkamina of the gvul being a tefach is that the roish tur can go connect this gvul as long as it stops by the gvul and there's a tefach in between the roish tur and the aruga. So Tosis points out, Pirsh Bekuntus, nafkamina linyan roish tur. Aye, the Gemara says later, ein roish tur baruga. That means from one aruga to another aruga, there's no heter of roish tur to create a heker. But from a soda to an aruga, there would be a roish tur. The Reis says another nafkamin is poshet mechomemkar. If I acquire an aruga, so do I acquire the aruga with the gvulos also, which with an additional tefach going all around, which ends up being really 8x8 tefachim and not 6x6. We'll stop over here at the bottom of Pehei Omer Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rav Aruga Bechur V'Shaninu.